God, why are you single? Why are you single? Too sexy, too much brains, too much butt, too beautiful, too successful, too rich, too much flavor.
That's a damn lie.
What is your relationship status?
I got a girl, bro.
Do you look at flying shit? Do you spoil your girl?
I do, man. I feel like you got to. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a relationship, you got to spoil your girl. You know what I'm saying?
2023, you really have to spoil your girl. Do you feel like that?
Yeah. Females nowadays, if you're not providing, you know what I'm saying? If you're not spoiling them, they're going to
find somebody else.
That's what's going to happen. I trust my girl, though.
I want you to call your girlfriend right now and tell her you lost your job and see how she reacts. How you think she gonna react?
I think she gonna hold it down.
All right, best. So call her right now. Let's see. Put it on speaker.
And here we go.
Hello.
How you doing, babe?
I'm good. What's up?
I ain't gonna lie. I need to talk to you about something. You got time?
What happened? What's wrong?
I just got fired.
Oh, you got fired?
Yeah. All that money is gone.
All the money is gone? What you mean all the money is gone? So what are you gonna do? He's like, you have another job, right? Like you something like a backup, like what are you gonna do?
Nah, God, I'm broke.
You're broke?
Huh? Yeah, babe.
Like you don't have anything to save
you? I can't get you nothing for your birthday though. Aww.
You can't get nothing for my birthday? Wow, that's crazy. Ooh. I don't know how this gonna work.
I beg your pardon?
I've been trying to help you level up, like this is bad.
She not the one for me. She really just, she belong to the streets.
Like, shaking my head. You gotta go. I'm not gonna lie.
But you work though, so it's good.
Like what? Get off my phone.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. For show.
Bro, so you gonna stay with her?
If he was looking for a serious relationship, he shouldn't have been with her in the first place. Because let's be real, there's some men out there, they put themselves in harm's way by allowing women to do nothing but take, and keep taking from them without ever giving any type of reciprocating energy back towards them. And if that's the dynamic that develops in a relationship, the first time you hit any type of bump in the road as far as where she feels like she's not getting what she wants out of this situation, she's going to be gone like the Roadrunner.
She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard.
Big, but like, I ain't that big.
Yes, you big as
cuz. You big as
you're
shit,
big as shit.
I'm big as what you big.
What you talking about? Stop lying to yourself. Filters don't work in real life.
What do you guys do for work?
Okay. Tony, I'm 28, and I'm in transportation. I drive trucks.
Okay, let's start over here. Why do we end up hopping Tony's?
That was kind of boring. It wasn't nothing like more.
Wait, what was boring?
I just drive trucks.
I mean, you asked what I do. That's what I do.
What they do currently is okay because they're bosses. I like a boss stature. Not saying that you're not a boss. Like, I like somebody who calls the shots.
You're a gold digger.
I like somebody who can lead me because I call shots. I need somebody who can call my shots as well.
They call her the cat lady.
I mean, tell me you into drug dealers and scammers without telling me you into drug dealers and scammers. If that's what she like, she should have just said that. Because what really are you expecting him to say? He drives trucks. It's a job that pays the bills. What did she expect him to say? That he was an Avenger? And listen, if you're a man who knows what he wants, isn't about playing any foolish games, and don't want to deal with women who still are stuck in their childish ways, you don't even want no parts of a woman like this, because all she's going to do to your life is add additional headache and stress. Women like that expect their man to keep them entertained or just their little court jester. The idea of things being peaceful, calm, and consistent is scary to them. And if you are a man that cares anything about protecting your own peace, you will avoid women like that, like folks avoid people who they know they owe money to.
Playing with my money is like playing with my emotions.
What do you think the biggest issue with modern dating is?
Men are trash. That's the biggest issue.
So you don't think women are part of the problem at all?
Absolutely not. Women are amazing. We have nothing wrong with us.
It's amazing. You are 100% wrong.
You need to be fat. Like, I'm fat. I look good. Like, I'm sexy. I'm hot. Like, I'm not going lower than my... I've got standards. Oh. I've got standards, bro. I've got standards.
No. Reality can be whatever I want.
While there is nothing better than a woman who's highly attractive but still can be humble about it, man, ain't nothing worse than a mediocre woman who's overconfident about herself.
Can someone please tell me where the masculine men are out there?
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Seems like there's more men nowadays that want to be the woman in the relationship. What happened to the chivalrous man?
You ruined it. You ruined it, and I'm leaving.
They're far and few between. But if you are them, where do we find you? It's not at the local Home Depot. I've seen that trend. Like, oh, go find your man at Home Depot. No, the guy that's there on a Saturday morning is there because his wife sent him there to get the shit to work on a project that she's thrown on his plate. Maybe I can find you at Costco in the meat market because you're planning on grilling out with the boys.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
But literally, what happened to the masculine men? Where do I find you? Where do women in general find you? And when did men become such little dusty boys? All right, rant over.
You could not live with your own failure. Where did that bring you? Back to me.
Women that try to shame men by questioning their masculinity are usually masculine themselves, argumentative, and just torture to be around. Hence why they can't find any masculine men that would care to be around them. I mean, so she could spend all the time she wants walking around Home Depot, Lowe's. Man, she could even head into Five Guys.
We're female fitness influencers. We'll post our pussy fat online and then complain when some people stare at us. We're female fitness influencers. We stick out our asses all the time and make it look bigger than it actually is. We're female fitness influencers. We have a discount code on every single post we make. We're female fitness influencers. We tuck our shirts up from behind to show our asses and then complain when someone stares at it. Can you not look at me? We're female fitness influencers. We get really f***ing annoyed when people walk in the frame of our camera.
You know, there was once a time where men were only used to seeing that much TNA when they went to places like strip clubs, nightclubs, bars, things of that nature. Now you can just show up at your local fitness center and you can't escape it. Women are dressed up more like they're about to walk the Vegas Strip than they're about to actually go work out at the gym, while lying to themselves and saying it's not for men's attention. I mean, you could replace the squat racks with the stripper poles and you'll be hard-pressed to be able to tell the difference with the women that use them.
If you have a husband, especially a horny husband, then you know they start to get more frustrated the longer that they go without sex. And you know, as wives, you're not supposed to withhold sex from your husband, right? But it makes it hard if he's gone a while without sex, he's getting more and more frustrated. Now you're dealing with a frustrated man. Who wants to hop on that? But you know that, like, y'all need to break the cycle somewhere. Let me tell you what I do. I hop on it anyway, but it's gonna be angry sex because now I'm frustrated that you're frustrated. So I'm gonna take my frustrations out while you take your frustrations out. Like, this is not gonna be happy sex. This is not gonna be lovemaking. This is not gonna be, no. I'm gonna be aggressive. I might call you names. I'm gonna take out all my anger. I'm gonna say all the things that I wanted to say in the last few days, but I didn't say because that would be disrespectful, but I could say it in the bedroom while I'm on top of you because what are you gonna do? That's what kind of sex we're gonna have. And Henry knows this. My husband knows this. And he does not mind at all.
Yes! Hell yeah! Hey, come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on!
Give him that!
Just another reason why I stand for the strong nuclear family and fathers being in the home. The kids are in the best situation, a community is in a better situation, and this country is in a much better situation when it's built on strong families with strong family values. And the core of that lies in a man and a woman coming together, creating a family, and growing together. Anyway, guys, as always, questions, comments, thoughts, and your feedback, go ahead and drop them down below. You enjoy the content, you'll see another video you can view right here on the screen. Go ahead and click that tab to continue watching more. And as always, until next time.